Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Relationships That Work, the Power of Conscious Living Show, an adventure in self-realization and conscious living. This is a place and time for spiritually based transformation through empowered communication, courageous introspection, and purposeful action. Integrate ancient wisdom into your daily life and relationships. Let's join our host, Dr. David Wolf.
Welcome to the Sofitov Institute radio show. It's December 14th, 2011. This is David Wolf, your host, here in the Sofitov studios with Marie Glashine at the controls. Welcome to the Sofitov radio show. We invite you, we'll be very glad if you call into the show. The number to call in, 805-285-9749. If you call in and you want to participate, press 1. It's a chance to get some on-the-spot free coaching on any emotionally charged issue, maybe a goal you want to achieve in your life, any area of your life, health, relationships, spiritual practice, changing a habit. Get some coaching. Share your perspective. This is a Sofitov radio show, your station for self-realization. And we invite you to participate on our blog talk chat, or to call in, 805-285-9749. This is David Wolf, your host. We invite you to set the agenda for the show. If someone wants to write in or call in and you have a principle or some topic that you'd want to speak about, then we welcome you to do that. I mean, that everyone is unique. Everyone is unique. And what is this uniqueness? What is this uniqueness? And I've been thinking about, if we have a fully materialistic view, then is our uniqueness simply a combination of different chemicals? That would be rather bleak. And when we talk about spiritually based personal and group transformation, where our paradigm is not that we as entities are essentially a bag of chemicals. And if that's the case, if that is our belief, that we're nothing more than a mixture of atoms and molecules, and that's it, then for me it's difficult to see. I mean, what's it mean to talk about growth or warmth or love or compassion or transformation? If we're just a combination, a bag of chemicals, and the results will be food for worms or dust like that. And so we can understand that just like we change clothes, so similarly our body is changing. Not just at the time of death our body changes, but if you look for your, let's say if you're listening in and you're 15 years old, or 25, or maybe you're 65 or 75, or 20, but if you look for your 5-year-old body, you'll find it's not there. Body has completely changed. Just like we change our clothes, still there's some constant sense of identity that we refer to. And this is where individuality, this is the real basis of individuality, that as spiritual beings, as spiritual entities, as the non-material spark, we have a unique spiritual personality. And our program, our emphasis, our focus in all of what we do in Sofitov, including the Sofitov radio show, is to draw out that original spiritual personality, to clear whatever has been covering it. Just like a diamond is always brilliant and radiant and shines specially, but a diamond could be covered by dust. be covered by mud. And so we're looking to uncover, to polish that diamond, that unique spiritual personality, and let that shine, let that express and contribute. And so the science of self-realization is understanding, who am I as this non-material particle? And that's what we endeavor to create: spaces, dynamic, exciting, sacred spaces for that uncovering process and for that expressive process. And I've been meditating on how the nature of the coverings are also unique, that we each, you might say, cover our original spiritual brilliance, that divine spark. We each cover it in unique ways. At the same time, it takes some basic form. Sometimes people ask, whether it's in coaching or foundational or advanced seminar, sometimes people ask, how do you see me so well? How do you see what I'm doing, the games I'm playing? You see that, sure, it takes unique forms, but there's some basic patterns that we can sometimes recognize them practically instantaneously when they see them rise. Basic patterns, ways that we self-sabotage in the sense that we prevent our core spiritual essence from expressing and shining. Self-sabotage, maybe it's constantly being in this insecurity or sense of shame. And maybe we haven't identified, well, why do I do that? But at some point, as we peel off the layers, we say, oh, that prevents me from stepping out in life. That prevents me from risking. Or maybe for some, it's not so much shame. Maybe it's just hanging out in confusion or bewilderment. And we say, okay. Of course, for any major life decision, there's a healthy period of uncertainty to avoid acting impulsively or reactively or hastily. But then at some point, we've done the research that there is to do. We've gathered the information. We've done the consultation. Time to make a decision. But we stay in confusion about whether to commit to this person, to this job, to this life direction, to this spiritual path. We stay in confusion and bewilderment. And it's a pattern in our life. And then oftentimes we see it and we can see immediately, okay, that this person is attached, invested in the confusion. No, I don't want to be confused. I really want to be clear. Well, then how come we're creating confusion? We want to be in confusion, maybe not consciously, because it's become such an ingrained habit. St. Augustine said, a habit, if not resisted, becomes necessity. So that just, no, I'm just this irritable person. You don't understand. I'm just this confused person. I'm just this, I just get angry easily. I'm just this fearful, insecure person. It becomes an emotional habit. Maybe we developed it a few years ago, maybe when we were a small child. So we invested in confusion sometimes, because if I don't get clear, I don't need to go forward. This way I don't risk failure. I don't have any chance of winning and success and creation and fulfillment, creating the life I want, but at least I don't risk failure. I don't risk ridicule. Maybe just a pattern, because the nature of the self is to be powerful and bold and peaceful and content and joyful. So we see, whether it's ourselves or someone else, oh, anxiety, constant anxiety. How come anxiety? Well, it's just the way I am. You don't understand. My life's overwhelming. You don't understand. Well, whatever's on our to-do list today or this week or whatever is there, here's the thing. We could respond to it with contented, peaceful, good-natured, sense of humor, compassion. So what's all the anxiety about? How does that serve us? The constant pressure, the constant stress, to the point where we make ourselves even physically sick. What's that about? No, that's just the way I am. just the way I am. So, as spiritual beings having a human experience, we take the stance here in our Sattva-Tov coaching, Sattva-Tov seminars, Sattva-Tov books, that a stance of 100% responsibility, and you can agree with this or not, but in one sense it's not the point. We're saying that it's a life strategy. It's a way to go about life. 100% responsibility for my experience and my results in life. That's the most effective and powerful stance to create the life we want, to create the fulfillment, the achievement, the security. So something like, well, that's just the way I am. That could indicate a consciousness of less than 100% responsibility, just the way I am. Okay, so how come? Well, it's just a habit I have. Is that an accident? Was it an accident that you formed that habit? Was it an accident that we formed that habit to be stressed out and pressured all the time? We create our habits for a reason. We create our habits for a reason. So we can productively take a look. How come I created that habit? How come I'm maintaining that habit today? How does it serve me? How does it not serve me? Maybe I created a habit when I was 7 years old that served me very well. But now, 30 years later, 50 years later, actually it gets in my way of really living the life I want to live. So this is conscious living. You're listening to Sattva Tov Radio Show, your station for self-realization. The number to call to be on the show, 805-285-9749. Also, we invite you, after the show, during the show, we invite you to be fully present in this experience, in this journey of self-realization. After the show, we invite you to visit the Sattva Tov website. That's sattvatov.com. I'll spell it for newcomers to the Sattva Tov environment. S as in Stephen, A, T Thomas, V Victor, A, T Thomas, O, V Victor, E, sattvatov.com. Sattva Tov comprised of two words from ancient languages, sattva from the Sanskrit. Sattva means goodness or enlightenment, like the English word satisfied. Comes from sattva, and tov or tovut from the biblical Hebrew also means goodness, endeavoring to inspire goodness and enlightenment in individuals, communities, and worldwide through the programs of Sattva Tov Institute. Sattvatov.com. Visit the homepage. Visit the library section, and watch videos about the principles and practices of transformative communication videos. We have like dozens and dozens of radio show links there, many, many articles and audio links. The next 3-hour workshop will be in Gainesville, Florida at the Sacred Earth Center, 3131 Northwest 13th Street, on January 5th in Gainesville, 5 to 8 p.m. The next foundational seminar is scheduled for February 24th to 26th, also in North Florida. And the next Sattva Tov Advanced Seminar, the Advanced Seminar is for graduates of the foundational seminar. The next Sattva Tov Advanced Seminar, March 10th to 15th in North Florida. Also, keep in mind, January 31st, we begin the next semester of Principles and Practices of Transformative Coaching. Principles and Practices of Transformative Coaching. And if you're interested, give us a call, 386-418-2037. The only coach training program worldwide where you get training in transformative communication, training to be a coach, to be a powerful coach. In the spirit of Sattva Tov. The number to call to be on this show, 805-285-9749. We welcome you to write in or to call in. You're listening to the Sattva Tov Radio Show. We're talking about the non-material entity, the source of actual personality. Once we get into the material realm, Because we could say that no, chemicals and matter just comes together and it forms life and personality. We could say that, we could believe it, but it seems to me that that would require quite some leap of faith, because you can't do it. Right? We've never seen it happen. We've never seen like a human or an animal or a mosquito or a fish come from dead matter. We see life coming from life again and again and again and again, trillions of examples, and we see zero examples of life coming from dead matter. So to believe that life comes from dead matter, yeah, well, you could believe it. It would seem to require quite a furtive imagination and kind of a sort of blind faith, seems to me. Because based on science means experience. It means we can actually observe and experience the results. We have so much observation and experience of life coming from life. Each of you listeners, you came from a mom and a dad who were alive. And they came from their parents who were alive. But if at some point you can combine matter to create a mosquito or even an amoeba, then we can talk about that life from matter theory. Till then, it seems reasonable to conclude that life comes from life. And so this non-material spark, that's the source. That's the source of personhood. That's the source of personality, not the dead matter. So that's what we're trying to uncover. That's our inspiration, to uncover and draw out and inspire the expression of that non-material spark. We're not putting down matter. We use matter for our spiritual mission and journey, just like we use a car to drive from here to there. But if we think we are the car, we think we are this metal and these upholstered seats, well, that's pretty sad. So these bodies, it's like cars. You're listening to the Safi Tov Radio Show, your station for self-realization. We'll be delighted to hear from you today. Call in or write in on the Blog Talk chat. We're speaking about self-defeating strategies. Self-defeating in the sense of ways to go about life that don't serve our process of self-realization, that don't serve the emergence of that non-material spark. And whenever we're hanging out in emotional states of being, disconnection or excessive fear or depression, emotional states of being that do not align, that do not characterize spiritual life, then we're probably in one of those self-defeating games where we're defeating ourselves. We're in some downward spiral pattern. Maybe it's using anxiety for protection instead of just standing up and politely yet assertively saying, no, I don't agree to do that. Instead of just showing how angry we are, how much anxiety we're in, and how irritated, how resentful we are, and we carry it for months and months and years, just because we don't have the courage to say no, to establish boundaries in a healthy way. We're speaking about a stance of personal responsibility. What's your insight into that? What's your experience of that? You're listening to the Safi Tov Radio Show, your station for self-realization. We have our Life Mastery Program for graduates of our advanced seminar. In the Life Mastery Program, we describe it as a seminar in your life, a seminar in your life for 4 to 6 months, where graduates of the advanced seminar, they continue their process of personal growth and goal achievement and life enrichment together in a structured program. And we have a Life Mastery Program coming to closure now, finishing their program in North Florida, and another one beginning in North Florida. And it's very, very exciting to be with these people who are showing such dedication to authentic living, to conscious living. This is the 13th Life Mastery Program in North Florida. We've had 30-some worldwide. Also very exciting, Marie, it seems we have the first Life Mastery Program ever in Canada forming, based in Edmonton. Yes, we've had 7 foundational seminars in Canada, going back to the summer of the year 2000, the first foundational course there, a few hours outside of Vancouver at a place called Sharanagiri. And back a few weeks ago, we had the 4th foundational course in Edmonton, and then we had the 1st advanced course in Edmonton and in Canada. And the graduates of that advanced course and some other graduates in the area are forming a Life Mastery Program to continue to inspire, support, challenge each other in their growth. That might officially start next week. And we have scheduled. And if you have completed the Safetov Advanced Course, I want you to listen closely. That the next offering of Safetov 3, An Adventure in Conscious Living, is happening beginning 2 weeks from today, December 28th, in Pfaffenhofen, Switzerland. I'm going to say that again. In Pfaffenhofen, Switzerland, Safetov 3, An Adventure in Conscious Living, December 28th to 31st. If you have completed the Safetov Advanced Seminar, I fully recommend, without hesitation, that you are in Pfaffenhofen, Switzerland, December 28th to 31st. It's being organized by Annette, Doris, and Mangala. This is the first Safetov 3. And so we've had so many advanced seminars in Europe. So many. 20 or 25 or something. And this is the first Safetov 3 in Europe. But if you're an advanced course graduate and you're not residing in Europe, don't let that stop you. We have people coming from Florida who've taken Safetov 3, and they're coming to Europe. They're coming to Switzerland to serve as a staff assistant. So if you're in Florida or California or New Zealand or India or Europe or even Edmonton, Canada, and you're a graduate of the advanced seminar, I will be so delighted to share that journey with you, Adventure in Conscious Living, Safetov 3. And you know, Safetov 3, it really is for graduates of the advanced seminar. It's designed as a natural extension into our journey of conscious living for graduates of the advanced seminar. And so there are a few spaces left in Safetov 3. And you get mastery in being conscious of your experience. You get mastery in awareness of living your life on purpose, getting clarity. Who are you? What's your life purpose? Come to Safetov 3, An Adventure in Conscious Living. So many exciting things happening in the Safetov world. so many exciting things happen. This is David Wolf, your host of the Sofitov Radio Show, your station for self-realization. It's the holiday season. Okay, let's take a look. Sometimes I like to take words apart. So holiday, so what do you think of gifts and the beach, maybe? Or in, you know, this year, snow. Well, holiday means it's a holy day. That's the idea of holiday. It's supposed to be a holy day. Like Christmas, there's a holy person named Jesus, and it's supposed to be about him. I don't mean to sound cynical. For some people, it really is. But oftentimes, these holidays, the holy is just completely taken out. Snoopy? Snoopy. Even Santa, who's like, if you trace it back, even was supposed to be some saint representing Jesus, of course, even Santa. Snoopy, you know the song of Snoopy and the Red Baron? I'm not going to sing it for you, but I just wanted to see if you knew. Just well, you can look it up, but I listened to that song as a kid. Snoopy and the Red Baron, yes. So, holy day. Yeah, myself, growing up, I never even thought of holidays meaning something holy, even like the Jewish high holidays, the whole holiness just escaped me. Not that it wasn't there for some, but it escaped me. But now I'm thinking about, yeah, holiday, supposed to be something holy about it. You know, even if it's like Veterans Day, which doesn't have, like in America, like a religious significance, but the idea, it's like it's something holy, something sacred. The idea is to honor those who gave their life for a higher cause. So in this season, yeah, the idea is every day should, you know, it's interesting. Every day should be a holiday. I mean, every day, let's commit to that which is really holy and sacred. But if we think in terms of the ordinary meaning, every day should be a holiday. Oh, it's a day for frivolous, eat, drink, and be merry. So like the meaning has become opposite. Yeah, every moment should be a holiday, not just Shabbat, not just Christmas, not just whatever, not just Ramadan. But that every moment, every day, let's connect with that which is holy, that which is divine, that which is our source. You're listening to the Sofitov Radio Show, your station for self-realization. Our hope is that by connecting with this radio show, by wherever you connect with the Sofitov experience, whether it's a foundational course, advanced course, a workshop, read an article on the website, wherever you connect, it's going to be holy. It's going to move you towards some self-awareness, towards some important reflection, towards a process of self-realization. Thank you for listening today. We will resume the Sofitov Radio Show next week, December 24th. No, I'm wrong. December 21st. Wednesday, December 21st, 1 to 1:30 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time. Thank you for listening in today. And we invite you to consider, what's it mean to be 100% responsible for my experience of life? We invite you to live in that question, to be in that question. What's it mean to be 100% responsible for my experience of life? Thank you for joining us today in the Sofitov Radio Show, your station for self-realization.